You pause as you walk down the stone steps toward the cave, toward your destiny. For so long, this has been all you've thought of, all you've wanted. And if anything, the past 13 days have shown you the agony and the ecstasy that will be possible only through the next step. Still, you can't help but fear what lies beyond the door, what can be found in the cave, and what awaits you. You take a deep breath and open the door. Inside is a long, low, stone room. Toward the back of the room, you see a long, low, what must be an altar, flat, stone. Behind it are four women standing. All are wearing long, flowing satin robes, white. You can see beneath their robes, though, in the gap in the middle. Each is wearing a different color of the same outfit, uniform. You're not quite sure what to call it. Each is a different color of latex. One is electric blue, another a deep Kelly green, a third a pale lavender, a fourth a deep blood red. Each of them have long gloves that reach to their elbows, tall boots past their knees, and their breasts and pussies are exposed, and the rest covered with the shiny latex. You feel your stomach drop. You can't believe how incredible they look. It's only then that you notice, to the right, a fifth woman. This one, not wearing a white robe over her black latex. She looks at you, and you can tell she's the one in charge. Immediately, you drop to your knees in supplication. A smirk comes over her face. Up. Come here. You walk over to her and kneel before her, trembling. Well, this is the moment, is it not? You have a choice. You have clearly indicated that you want to become a follower of the temple. This is true, correct? You have worked hard to get here. You have also taken the steps to become an acolyte of the priestess. Is this true? Do you wish to serve the temple? You do know that the difference between being a follower and becoming an acolyte to the priestess is not just a matter of degrees. If you become an acolyte, that will be your life. In service, can you do this? Then, strip. She watches as you take your clothes off. She motions to two of the four women. One of them is holding what looks to be some sort of outfit or contraption to put on you. The two women come over, holding the soft, silky, and lacy lingerie in their hands. You look at the High Priestess in confusion. You must be willing to let go of everything. You must be willing to become whatever it is I desire, or whatever it is I need, whatever the temple needs of you. Your masculinity, not important. Your bodily attachment, not important. Everything becomes mine. The two priestesses lift your arms over your head, slide the pink, frothy, sheer lingerie down over you. It's short, the bottom hem, with its frills, brushes against your already hard cock. You can feel your pulse pounding as you wonder what will be next. That does look pretty. The High Priestess motions to the other woman. all four of them come and stand behind you and around you. You suddenly feel dizzy with all of their sex in your face. These beautiful women, so close to your body. You take a deep, shuddering breath. Lay on the altar. The high priestess motions. You move quickly as you can, stretching out, feeling the cold slab of stone beneath you. You can tell the way the altar is built, that you're meant to be spread eagle, with a hand out to either side and your legs spread wide. Each of the four women, the four priestesses, take a long silken tie and begin to affix it to your wrists and ankles, locking you to the stone. The soft fabric is nonetheless quite tight around your wrists, and though you test it gently and then harder, you can tell you have no way to move. You're completely at their mercy. The thought makes your stomach tense, but it also makes your cock throb. The high priestess stands between your legs, looking down at you. There's a small pillow that's been placed beneath your head to incline so that you can see and make eye contact better. Yes. Well, are you ready? Do you think you're ready to give all of yourself to us? To me? You must resign ownership of your body, especially that part of you which ties you to earthly pleasures. It will become mine. This cock is mine now. When you wish to stroke it, you will ask. When you wish to feel pleasure, to experience orgasm, you will ask. And if it is in the best interest of the High Priestess herself, or in the best interest of the temple, I will allow it. Otherwise, no. Is that understood? So far, you have shown the necessary restraint to qualify you for an attempt. An attempt to become an acolyte. Many, many men fail at this stage. Do you think that you will succeed? Is it because you want it more? Or is it because you need it? Then let's have the test begin. You must show that you are capable of properly pleasing and worshipping the priestesses of our temple. That will be your new life role, so you must show that you can do this. Let's begin. The priestess, in electric blue, steps over to where you are strapped to the altar. She takes her gloved hand. She slides out of her robe until it is in a puddle at her feet. She leans over you, looks you in the eye, and holds up her hand. The gloves go from her fingertips to her wrists and are the same bright blue. You swallow hard. Worship her fingers. Lick along each finger. Suck gently on that thumb. Worship this hand. You wrap your tongue around each of the fingers. Eager. The priestess in blue is a little rough with your mouth. Forcing her thumb in. Pressing hard. As far back in your mouth as she can get. Until half her hand is nearly in your mouth. You suck eagerly, hungrily, wanting to prove yourself. the priestess rubs her hand across your face, briefly covering your nose and mouth so you cannot breathe, rubbing your saliva all over your face. Still, you try to lick whatever touches your mouth. Try to keep your eyes open so that you can feast on the vision before you as you perform the act. The minutes drag on as you lick, suck. The High Priestess calls it to a halt. "That is sufficient," she says in a cold tone. The priestess in blue steps away. Before you have time to catch your breath, all four women are standing around you. Before the next trial, you must undergo one of my favorite initiations. Suddenly, you see a large, black, phallic object in one of the woman's hands. You swallow hard. "Open your mouth." You do. And one of the women forces the dildo inside your mouth and begins to fuck your mouth. You choke almost immediately. It's much too large. The sounds of your gagging and choking echo throughout the cave. The High Priestess stands before you, smirking. Two of the other women are stroking your cock. Or rather, the temple's cock. You know that if you were to come at this moment, it would all be over. Somehow you know, with the hands stroking you faster and faster, squeezing you. You know that if you were to give in to the pleasure at this moment, you would not be allowed to become an acolyte. The test would be over. So you strain to hold back from coming, and you strain to swallow as much of the dildo in your mouth as you can to prove that you're worthy. You can feel it pressing against the back of your throat, making you gag again and again, but you don't stop. Suddenly, the cock is taken from your mouth, and instead, it's passed to another woman who has begun to toy with your ass. You squirm, straining against the ties, as first one and then another woman stroke and play with your asshole. First rubbing, sliding a gloved finger in. You feel something cool and wet, what you think must be lube, but you can't quite tell from your angle. Suddenly a full finger is slid inside you. I see you are receptive. Let's just find out how much you can take. Suddenly the finger is taken out of you, and you can feel a much larger object, the one you must have just had in your mouth, actually, pressing against you, pressing inside you. Your body tenses for a moment, trying to keep this from happening. You will yourself to relax. You want to take this. You want this inside you. Suddenly, it's inside you, filling you more than you can imagine. "Very good," says the High Priestess, as the woman in red presses the object further inside you until it is buried as deep as it will go. And I think that's where that will stay for the moment. Hands off, priestesses. I think he's ready for the next test. The priestess in green moves toward you. She swings a leg over the altar and settles, sitting on your stomach, her ass pressed just barely against your cock. She's small, but the weight of her still makes it a little difficult to breathe, especially with your arms pinned back the way they are. She smiles. Not a sweet smile, but a cruel smile. And she lifts her leg until both of her feet in her long, bright green boots, shiny, are against your face. "Lick," says the High Priestess, who has stepped to the side to enjoy the view. You don't hesitate. Your tongue licks the bottom of the boot, and your lips press along the insole, licking the cave dust off of the bottom of the boot, licking along the insole, licking toward the thin, sharp heel. You wrap your lips around the heel. The priestess in green smiles again, that cruel, angry smile, and presses, pushing the heel into your mouth, forcing it past your lips. You wrap your tongue around it as best you can, lick eagerly. "Suck," says the High Priestess. Again, you don't hesitate, you do, sucking greedily, eagerly, bobbing your head as best you can, with what little leverage you have. It's getting more and more difficult to breathe, especially as this woman in green leans back further, pressing your cock down, putting pressure on your balls, squirming her ass against your stomach, pressing against the bottom of your rib cage. You suck in as many breaths as you can while continuing to lick and suck on the heel like a good slut. Finally, the woman in green takes her foot from your mouth and moves, sliding off of your body slowly. "Very good," says the High Priestess. "You're doing very well. Most never make it this far." Well, we're not done yet. Now it's time for the trial by pain. Yes. The four women take a post around you. Again, with the High Priestess standing between your legs, looking down. She has not yet touched you, and yet you feel as if she has claimed you in so many ways already. The other women settle on their knees around you, better access to be able to touch. One of them begins to thrust the toy in and out of you, slowly at first. Another takes your cock and begins stroking. The other two toy with your nipples. You squirm at the incredible onslaught of pleasure. "I thought this was meant to be a trial by pain," you think to yourself as you writhe on the stone altar. Suddenly, you feel a slap hard on your balls, and then another. You feel your body contract in pain. You cry out, and then another slap, and then a tight, vice-like grip around your balls, and a pull, a tug, a squeeze, all of which are agonizingly painful, and another slap. All the while, the pace at which your ass is being fucked is slowly increasing. And the hand hasn't stopped stroking your cock. You can't believe how hard you remain, how hard this cock is throbbing, considering how much pain you're in. And yet, your body seems to ask for more as it presses down against the cock, plowing into your ass, and seems your back arches and your hips thrust for more strokes, and even as her hand lifts again for another slap, and again, and a third. You still are eager for more as the woman grips your balls again, This time, squeezing a little bit harder. They're so full. They've been boiling full for days now. Days. Suddenly, your cock is free, and the dildo inside you is still. You take a deep, shaking breath. What's next, you think? What could be next? The High Priestess gives a little smile. Well, I'm impressed. When I saw you walk through the doors, I never would have expected you to make it this far. You seem to have a resilience, a will to please. This is good. Now, it is time for your next test. The woman in pale lavender comes over just above your head. Looking up, you can see the undersides of her soft, large breasts. With her dark pink nipples, you swallow hard. As you swallow, your entire body clenches slightly, and you're reminded that the toy is still inside you, and it makes you clench even harder. Worship her breasts, says the High Priestess. Eagerly, your mouth opens, and you lift your head as best you can. The priestess in lavender stands, bends at the waist, so that her pendulous breasts are in your face. You lick, carefully at first, and then more eagerly, more hungrily, at her nipples, taking them into your mouth, one at a time, nibbling lightly, listening to her for cues of what is pleasurable and what's not. When your teeth nip and you hear a sharp intake of breath and feel a shudder move through her, you know that she enjoys it. So you increase the pressure. You bite again. And again you feel the shudder move through her. You can smell her arousal as well while you're worshipping. It makes you squirm on the altar. Makes you feel so hungry, aching, wanting more. But you can't have more, so you pour everything into, nuzzling, licking, biting, nibbling, worshipping the priestess's breasts as she rubs against you, presses both breasts against you hard, smothering your face. You can hardly breathe, but you don't mind. Her beautiful, soft flesh all around you, with the hot, slippery latex between her breasts, pressing against your face. You feel your hips jerk, wanting so badly to touch yourself, to stroke, but you can't. So again, you redouble your efforts in worshiping her breasts. You can feel her breathing change. Her moans become ragged. You can tell she's close, just from this. Some priestesses have that ability. You continue until you feel her body tense and then shake in release. Her moans gasp through the hall. She shakily stands up and steps away. The women are around you again. And this time, you're a little frightened of what might be in store for you. You feel hands on your cock, stroking. You groan in pleasure. The strokes are slow, and then they pick up pace. Suddenly, you feel hands pressed to your throat. Your eyes fly open. Four hands are around your throat. The woman in blue and the woman in green are both choking you as your cock is being stroked. You struggle slightly, torn between the pleasure of your cock being stroked and the fear that you might not be able to take a breath when you need one, and you need one already. You struggle harder, and then you can feel your face turning bright red and then purple, and you start to wonder if this would end well, You feel a genuine fear in you that these hands might not release. That instead, you're gonna die on this altar without even having come. Suddenly, just when you're on the verge of passing out, the hands lift. You take a deep, jagged breath. The hands on your cock have also stopped, and you could feel your cock twitching, wanting so much to come. That was a brief test, but certainly one of the most difficult. Well, this is the final test to see whether you're worthy of taking the final rite. The woman in deep blood red latex comes forward. She turns with her back to you and stands with her legs spread wide, more or less over your face. Inches above you, you can see her pussy, wet and throbbing. You feel your balls tighten as you realize that the final test is going to be worshipping this gorgeous pussy, dripping wet. You can smell her, and the smell is driving you crazy. You're squirming, so eager to get your mouth on that pussy. Your tongue is already past your lips when she lowers down, sitting on your face, at first holding herself just out of reach, and then lowering herself gently. You eagerly lick along her lips. You bury your tongue. Oh, she's so wet. She's so wet. She's dripping. You can feel her juices running down your face. You slide your tongue along her as best you can. Your tongue feels her clit. And you lash at it. First gently. And then harder. She seems to enjoy that. And she presses down harder on you. Grinding against your mouth. Her hips rolling. You can hear her moans. But you can't really breathe very well. You don't care. All you want is to taste her. Your cock is throbbing, twitching, aching. It wants so much to come. It's so... everything. You're so excited at this moment. This woman grinding against your mouth. You swallow her juices as best you can. Breathe heavily through your nose. You look up as she looks down at you. Only your eyes are visible, the rest of your face covered by her. You can tell she's getting closer as you lick and lap, toy with her clit. It's so delicious. This is no trial at all for you. You want never to have to stop tasting her, bringing her closer and closer and closer to orgasm. Her thighs tighten around your face, and her whole body shakes and shudders on top of you. You taste her warm, salty flavor, and you drink down her cum as best you can, your tongue lapping at her even harder, wanting not to miss a single drop. I thought this might be a good trial for you, says the High Priestess. The woman in red stands shakily. All four women are around you. Eight hands are touching you, stroking along your body, tweaking your nipples, putting a finger inside your mouth and toying with your lips, hands on your cock, stroking along your thighs, moving the toys in and out of you. Some of them are clawing at you, twisting, ripping, shredding your skin in eagerness, in pleasure. Your eyes close, and you do nothing but writhe. Don't come. Don't you dare come. You would ruin everything if you come right now, says the High Priestess as she watches, as you ache and moan and move under the ministrations of these women. They're slapping your balls, your cock, each of your nipples. There's tweaking, twisting, jerking, everything. Everything is being done to you at once, and it's more than you can take. You can feel yourself on the edge. But you know that you can't come, or you won't get to take the final rite. You can't come, or it'll all be over, and all of this will be for nothing. You grit your teeth. The hands stop. The women step away and retreat to the far side of the room. So, you have managed to pass all of the tests. And now, this is the last decision that you'll ever get to make, should you choose to become an acolyte. Are you ready for the final rite? This is the moment. Once you commit this act, you cannot turn back. You will be bound to serve me, the High Priestess, in whatever capacity I choose, for as long as I see fit to use you. You will belong to the temple, and you will be bound to me in service in perpetuity. You will be mine. Do you wish to proceed? Very good. The High Priestess moves slowly and straddles you gently until your cock is pressed against her pussy, but not inside. I'm going to take you inside me. And I'm going to join myself with you. And when you spill your seed, we will be bound. She lifts her hips and moves slightly. And you could feel yourself pressing against the entrance to her wet pussy. You don't dare to move, though you want so much to buck your hips and plunge inside of her. You know that as of this moment, she is making the decisions. She decides, and something within you is so eager for that, so excited. That all you can think is, thank you, priestess, as she slides down your cock, and you're fully inside her, and you've never felt anything so wet, hot, tight in your life, wrapped around you. She begins to move, up and down, her hips rocking against you. It's been so long since you've come, hasn't it? It's been so long, and you want to come so badly. I want you to come inside me. I want you to fill me. I want you to join yourself with me, bind yourself to me. Oh, this, I want this. You will be mine. You will be my acolyte. I want you. I want you. Don't hold back. I want you to come now. I want you to come now. To join yourself to me. To come. Now is the time. Come. Come now. Come. Come. I want you to come. Yes. But I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping even though you've come. Oh no. But what I'm going to do is now that you've filled me with your cum. Now that you've filled me with your cum, I'm going to swing around. And I'm going to sit on your face, and you're going to lick this cum out of me. And I'm going to keep jerking this cock of yours, because you're not done. I know you have more. I know you have more. The High Priestess's hand jerks your cock. Continues. You're so sensitive. But she doesn't stop. She doesn't stop. She keeps going. She keeps going. More. Meanwhile, her wet pussy, dripping with your cum, is on your mouth, and she's grinding against you. More. And you're licking and drinking and tasting every possible drop as you feel yourself in agony as she continues to stroke, coaxing more, wanting every last fucking drop possible. Every drop possible. More. Every drop possible.